Audio Gravity, 14th of July 2009. First link today is giantvintage.com. Now, for ages, I've been looking for some really neat, sort of fashionably, styly, hacker black glasses that sort of go along the length of your horizontally above your nose, but they're sort of like wrap around the well old 70s style. And I've seen a pair somewhere in a film that I really liked. And I could probably only get away with wearing them at somewhere in the States where nobody knows me. But I just thought they were really, really cool. And I went looking around for ages trying to find something similar to it. And then I stumbled across this site. Now, I'm not really... I do wear glasses because obviously I can't see without the damn things. Well, long range anyway. But I've never been a sunglasses kind of person. I've never been one of these people who wears, you know, shiny silver glasses in the car at night. You know the sort of people I'm talking about. Really cool site though, and there's absolutely stacks of sunglasses on that site. Next link is over on Trovster.com, on their labs. They've got a duplicate remove a jQuery plugin, which is really, really simple, but really, really neat in that you can add or minus away extra forms. What's useful about this is that we can use this on Responder for different accounts, so you might want to track more than one Twitter account, so we can like literally click on the plus or minus and add or remove as many as you want. It's a nice piece of code. We're looking at integrating it. For the full link, check out the show notes in the comments section of this boo, and you can check it out yourself. Next link is over on Pulse spelt PUL.SE, so it's a Swedish website. Pulse is a real-time search engine, and what's cool about it is that it seems very, very stable. It's very, very lightweight. It has a nice little hot items system that when you click on that, it gives you a sort of breakdown of info that's been bubbling up, and then you can sort of find via various algorithms that they use, you know, from Twitter to news sites, which ones of these are getting more popularity from, you know, the metrics of the comments and everything else. Great little site. Like I say, really, really quick. And really like the logo as well. Spent a little bit of time on doing that logo. I like that. Next link today is over on CSS Globe for Urbicool CSS techniques for links. Really, really basic in operation, really, when you think about it. But tooltips are pretty neat to have on links. And you can do all sorts of stuff with them as well. You can make an image gallery. They do a little CSS image gallery. Also an image resizer, and you can download the whole lot in a little zip file. They've also got like a 3D button effect. Just really nice, simplistic pieces of code that really make your website stand out. Next link is over on casttv.com. CastTV is like a massive aggregator of content and TV shows, viral videos, and news clips from lots of different sources around the web. So you've got viral videos on Twitter, top movie trailers, top TV episodes. Not much advertising on it. It's not been designed right now, I presume, for just as a link farm to make the money. I guess as the traffic picks up, they'll silently drop that in there. But I really quite like the layout of it. The design's nice. And a final link today, somewhere on the Cornish coast, there is a big fat Urba pipe that's feeding into the UK. I'll read you the subtext on it. Hastily snapped on a camera phone, the picture below shows where the internet feeds into Britain from New York. The super high-speed cable is now hidden under 6 feet of Cornish beach, which is just as well, because if it was discovered and damaged, the entire web in Britain could turn to treacle. Warren Poll reports on the fragile network of ocean cabling that keeps the modern world turning, the madcap economics of internet supply, and why it will run out of space by 2014 unless scientists think of something fast. 2014. It just doesn't sound right, does it? 2014. Weird. What are we on? 2009. So 5 years from now. I think the world will be a scary place in 5 years' time. Check them out anyway. Enjoy the links today, and I'll catch up with you all tomorrow. I hope you had a groovy day today. This week is slowly starting to turn into something wonderful.